3C. Exercises 2A and B, page 42.
Hello and welcome to the Harry Potter London Tour. The Harry Potter series is a very popular book and film series. There were 7 books and 8 films in total. The books and films were full of magic and mystery. This is why many fans were excited when a new book or film was out. And this is why you are all on this Harry Potter London tour. So, without delay, let's begin the tour. Our first stop is here at King's Cross train station. The famous platform 9¾ is here. This magical platform was in Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, the first Harry Potter film. This was the gateway to the wizarding world. Next stop is London Zoo. Let's go to the Reptile House. Does anyone remember in which film we see this place? No? Well, the Reptile House was in Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone too. This is the place that Harry discovers he can talk to snakes. Piccadilly Circus is a famous square in London, and it is another place where Harry and his friends were. We see Piccadilly Circus in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows One, the 7th film in the series. In this film, Harry, Hermione and Ron were at Piccadilly Circus when a London bus almost hits them. Australia House, another famous London landmark, was also in the Harry Potter films. You can see the hall inside the building when Harry Potter and Hagrid go to Gringotts Wizarding Bank in Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. The Millennium Bridge was in the opening scene of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, the 6th film in the series. The bridge was in one of the most spectacular scenes of this Harry Potter film. Our last stop is Leadenhall Market. This was Diagon Alley in the Harry Potter films. This is also the place you can find the Leaky Cauldron, the wizard's pub in the films. As you can see, the building in the film was black and not blue as it is now. Anyway, this is the end of the tour. I hope you had a great time. Thank you for joining me on this tour. Have a nice day.